We are all beings of wisdom. Wisdom has many names and can be viewed in many different ways. Most popular perspective is that non-academic philosophy leads to wisdom. One particularly beautiful view hints on wisdom with the words content of character. The most mechanically sound description is understanding new things by subtle analogy to what we already know. The most concerning view states that without wisdom, we will be making mistakes. And I think the most reasonable view is all of the above, plus knowledge gained from adventure, philosophy, and science books and audiobooks. What is it for? Why, it's our operating system, of course. Part 2. Thought experiment. Allow me to share with you a thought experiment, a way of seeing things that aid in your view of the world. Without wisdom, we form tribes and elect leaders, shamans, or popes, and higher muscle, creatures of violence. Because that is the same thing the other tribe is doing. And the weaker one will be destroyed with great horror. These tribal, bare-bone behaviors did not end in the Middle Ages, as one would hope. This behavior is the default human behavior for the frightened and uneducated, the desperate, the angry, and even the sick. We may not understand why criminals do the things they do, but we can imagine one of our family members who one by one loses everything he loves. And on the last day, when all he has left is an ounce of sanity and a beating heart, he will fight, steal, and hate just to live another day. And for those who can't imagine why one would like to live another day when it is all pain, to preserve memories, to keep the fallen alive. And here we meet a man of honor, a judge, along with a jury, and wealthy lawyers in fantastic shoes. And all they see is a madman. A criminal, a man who needs to be put in a cage. The judge is wrong when it comes to putting people in cages. All judges are wrong in that regard. To restore this man, he needs a home and books and friends and an education and hope and dreams and free money and free food. He needs to be treated with love and dignity and granted an opportunity to preserve his memories in a book he writes. See, there are no criminals. They are just broken children who get stuck growing up. The ugliness of the worst of them is just an act. They just want to be left alone. And I suppose that evil men do exist, but I don't think there's enough of them in the world to fill a single prison. The 10 million people we keep in cages are just children with severe and crippling developmental issues. There are no political systems advanced enough to treat these beings. Their only hope is the public defender. The public defenders will fight to keep the broken people out of prison, because they know prison will only make them worse. If you ever wanted to see a real angel, ask a judge to let you sit in on a court case. Look that tired being in the eyes. We are human beings. We are not animals to be kept in cages. I have met snarling beasts, and I saw their red faces and bulging eyes, and they were just broken kids. At first, I wanted my older self to come and help me. But later, I just started calling them my bullies. They never had a chance at a good life. And here we find a sliver of sanity. Because there is something that can be done to control crime. It is preventing children from being forced into that desperate mode of existence. Prevention. Prevention is a simple thing. Free home, free food, free money, and free tutors. A real education. It will take a psychologist to identify those who need help. It is as simple as that. No suffering, no harm. And for those of you who are crazy enough to ask who will pay for all this, let us call the institution a bank of love, right at the heart of a country. They print only as much money as people need to be taken care of. And they pride themselves in the amount of debt that no one will come to collect. Prevention is really about education, because an educated person can make a lot more than any government can grant them. Social programs, real welfare, or universal basic income will grant a person a home, a car, food, and all the necessities, but they can't pay for extras. They'll pay for an education leading up to a captain's license, but not for the boat. Prevention will go a long way to bring the number of prisoners down. These desperate beings are part of our family. It is all of us or none. We are a young civilization. We don't have governments that can handle universal basic income. We have governments that can barely handle themselves. But we can cross this bridge. The bridge where we eliminate poverty and homelessness and immense fear and suffering. Suffering that draws those who have the courage to keep fighting into addiction, so that they don't burst out of pain. To get there, to begin growing up as a civilization, those of us who can't handle it must take to books and audiobooks and reach wisdom. Only in your wisdom can the world begin growing beyond the noisy mess that desperate, blind, and tone-deaf career politicians created. The youngest of you are going to inherit all these problems. But you will also know that all these problems are happening due to lack of wisdom. Treat the cause, and the symptoms will subside. Only in wisdom can our civilization advance forward. Personal note. Those of you who are just learning about the world know that it is confusing because hardly anything works right. Be it a judge or general, and most shockingly a jury, they are missing lessons that help them see the world as a work in progress. We are still building the foundation, and we are getting too much interference from our leadership. Look no further than the complete loss of privacy. This is a function of uneducation and desperation and blindness. Enhanced interrogation is even a more terrifying example. The world has no faith in nations that practice torture. The 13th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States did not end slavery in full. It reads, "Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude except as punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States. You have a lot of work on your hands, and you will have a lot of friends working just as hard as you and all over the world. While you are still young, take to adventure audiobooks. Read them all, and especially pay attention to the part where the adventurer reveals the reason for his quest. In less than 100 audiobooks that call to you, you will begin becoming wise, onward to becoming a great being. It is in itself a great adventure. And if I may, a memoir is best written as your life unfolds. It is never too early to start writing.